Blog Talk Radio.
Finally, King has come back to Cleveland. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, on the air on a Friday night. Big day today. Somebody finally made a decision. Of course, there's a whole lot of repercussions in that decision. We're going to talk about that later. Very briefly, regards to topics tonight, we've already talked about it. LeBron James is going back to Cleveland. He's leaving Miami, the decision part two is over. So what will the fallout be? We've already seen a lot of movement. We can get into that later. What would that mean for Melo? Because Melo still has not made a decision. He's supposed to be the number two free agent. He still hasn't made a decision. And, of course, how would that fall with the Atlanta Hawks? You can call in tonight, 646-652-4479. Hopefully you appreciate that little intro there. But first and foremost, let me get into this. About the Atlanta Hawks and our current roster, Kent Bazemore being signed just recently. Here's the deal, real brief. We were 15th in the league last year in scoring at 101 points a game, despite the fact the Atlanta Hawks missed over 180 games in offense. Offense is not, we missed 180 games because of injuries. We would have been a lot higher than that if we had a full roster. Our problem was that we gave up 101 points a game. Okay, when you do that, you're breaking even, and if your starting lineup is never really intact, you don't really have a lot of wiggle room in regards to winning games at that point when you're giving up 101, but you're scoring 101. Now here's another thing, by the numbers now. Okay, we were 13th in the league in field goal percentage. Okay. All right, that's not bad. We were 13th in the league in three-point percentage, okay? We were 8th in the league shooting 50% from the field, okay? We were 2nd in the league in assists, number 2, okay? The issue is we were 26th in the league in blocks, okay? We were 29th in the league in offensive rebounds. Now, the reason I mention that is because of the influx of injuries that we had during the season and what we're going to have coming back from the regular season. Al Horford by himself improves those numbers just because of what he does on a regular basis. Correct? We're going to have a full season of Mike Muscala, which when he played well, but he only played 20 games the whole season because he was overseas, right? And as far as minutes played, he only played, let's see, make sure I got this correct here. Mike Muscala, minutes played. Okay. I'm in the wrong one. Hold on one moment. There we go. Minutes played, Martin Scala. He played, where's average? I had an average. Now, I'm not seeing the average all of a sudden. But for the season, he only had 215 minutes, okay? So at the end of the day, we have players in between Al coming back, and like I said, my belief is that John Jenkins is a player. Like I said, if you've seen any film of him playing NBDL last year, and when he did play in 2012, the guy can play, okay? We also have Payne coming in. We might have Tavares coming in. Payne coming in by himself improves our offensive and defensive rebounding statistics, okay, because of how he plays, okay? Whatever Peril ends up doing, okay? But at the end of the day, from what we're getting back from our draft picks, and then throwing Cephalosha at this point, like I said, with our guard play as it's constituted, whether, you know, we got rid of Lou, whatever, but we've added so much more with just our draft picks and who we have coming back from injury. There are numbers, especially for a whole season of coaching, if we stay healthy, is going to, like I said, the 12-game difference easily, which puts us at 50 wins. We had 38 wins with a decimated roster, top of the league in scoring and assists, but we couldn't stop nobody. We're going to be able to stop some people this year, folks. Okay, I truly believe that. Now, as far as Kent goes, I mean, it is what it is. You know, do we still get dang? Do people still get traded? Like I said, at the end of the day, people need to be better or at least equal to what we already have. Okay, so that's just my viewpoint. So 646-652-4479. I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller 23 minutes into the show. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yeah, what's going on, Chris, man? It's Perry, man. I told him to call in. They from Hawk Nation.
All right, how you doing, Perry? Go ahead and give your take on the subject. I'm going to give you a minute and a half or so to throw your two cents in.
All right, man. Good. It's good LeBron, man. Can't win back to Cleveland, man. That's good for him. It's also good for the Hawks because, like I've been saying all day, man, maybe this will be an opportunity for us to find a winning division, man, and, Make some noise. Maybe we can make it to the conference finals. It depends with Melo sign. If he started to stay with New York, they could be more better for us. But if he goes to Chicago, that's gonna kind of down our chances of making that them Eastern Conference finals right now. So it's all we still got one more decision.
If Rose comes back, that's still an if for me.
Oh yeah, that's true. But we still got one more decision to find out to see if we can be more better than the third seed. Like I told you last time, man, I think how the East looking, man. I think we can. And this before LeBron made his decision, man. I put us as a top two, three team already. So.
Well, Charles Barkley was just all confused, and he couldn't make no decision on where to put Cleveland because LeBron is there. And, again, people are, you know, Wiggins is unproven. You got Kyrie there. That's a plus. I guess Valdrow, you know, is healthy, you know, and whatnot. You have Bennett, who looks like I did watch that game today. He looks like he's going to actually play a little bit this year. So they have pieces, yeah. But LeBron already said they ain't winning no championship this year. So
right.
At worst, you can take them off the list for this year. At worst,
right. Well, I still have the Pacers as a top team. You know, we don't know where they're gonna be, but I still have to have respect for they dukeness they have over there in Indiana. So I still got them top seed. But right now, really, I don't see nobody else. Like you said, Rose are iffy, but it's paying the Melo go. The other net, man. I mean, not trying to be a homer, man, but. I don't see nobody else in the East really competing with us. Maybe Toronto, maybe Washington, but I think what we have, man, right now, even without adding a piece or not, man, I think we you just basically said with the injuries we had and people coming back, man, I think we're gonna be more better than we were last year and shock some teams, shock some analysts on ESPN and everything, man. So I'm just ready for the season to start.
Well, I am, too. I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to try to give some other people a chance to call in. Call in again when we do the next show. Okay, Perry?
Hey, man. All right.
All right, man. That was Perry from Atlanta Hawks Nation, folks. If you're listening, you need to call in at 646-652-4479. It's your chance to agree, disagree, prove a point, and whatnot. Again, when you lose 180 games due to injury, that's a lot of playing time to where productive people are not being productive, no matter how you cut it. When you look at the fact that, I'll just do it like this. Al Horford, 29 games he played. Okay, Lou Williams, 60 games he played. Perro, 50 games he played. Okay, Ayon, 26 games he played. Dennis, he only played 49 games. John, he only played 13 games. And again, Mike, because he was overseas and they bought his contract out late, only played 20. Okay, but if you actually watch the games, and see, this is the operative word, there's a lot of people who still aren't even really watching the games and seeing the activity, seeing what's actually happening, seeing the putbacks, the rebounds, the block shots, everything, okay? Because at the end of the day, all that stuff kind of does count just a little bit. You know, Mike had 3.8 points a game for the games that he played. That doesn't go into the fact that, hey, you know, if you throw into that whole 36 minutes, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, that's 12.7 points all of a sudden that comes out too. But that's, you know, like I said, those are numbers that you can always skewer. But for the time that he played and his activity and his want to actually rebound the ball, his want to actually go after a block, his want to run down the floor is a big deal when Ayon, his big old self, ain't doing crap. Perro is barely doing anything. Okay, so again, I'm looking at Perro's numbers, and for the 50 games he did play, he scored 7 a game, okay, which is okay, I guess, not really from the center's position, but he only had, let's see, where is it at? These things are hard to read tonight, ain't they? He only had 1 offensive rebound a game. Al, before he went out, 2.3. Paul by himself was 2.1. So Al gone is 8 rebounds a game right off the rip, okay? And that's what you're losing there. You're losing a lot just from Al being in there, concentrating on Al, trying to block him out, all that kind of good stuff. It gives other people a chance, and that's why I was so excited to hopefully have BB and Mus playing together for a whole season, blocking shots and things of that nature. Now, if Tavares gets his chance, hey, you never know. Okay? But in the meantime, you got Payne. Okay? You got Paul. You got Al. You have a lot of people there to sift through, whether or not they bring Brand back or not. Okay? I just think that just from what we saw, and like I said, once the team got healthy, what happened at the end of the year to get to 38 wins, and for the fact that they should have eliminated the Indiana Pacers in 6 games. They were the better team, flat out, and no one could argue it. That's what I keep coming back to. You know, so to go all crazy and everything with what's happening or not happening perception-wise in this free agency market right now, I really don't think people are really looking at the whole picture here. Carroll and his play last year. Okay. So again, 646-652-4479 is the number. What about LeBron James going back to Cleveland? He did it. You know, a lot of us already pretty much assumed it and he was going to happen, but the explanation of, you know, his letter and everything, you know, seems sincere and everything, but again, I go to the fact, well, why leave in the first place? If that was such a big deal, he wants to say, well, 4 years ago he didn't realize that. I'm like, you're a grown man. You knew that. You just was a little bit selfish, and you just didn't think you could hold out, you know, because at this point, guess what? People are going to come to Cleveland since he's there now. He's going to finish his career there. People know that now, but see, guess what? 4 years ago, he was just 7 years into his career. I still say he could have won a couple championships there in Cleveland if he had stayed with the State of the East as it was 4 years ago. I can't say that now because everybody is moving up. Toronto's moving up. Washington's moving up. Charlotte's moving up. Orlando's not going to be too far along eventually. Of course, the Hawks, you know. Heck, Milwaukee in 3 years might, you know what I'm saying? So His window of opportunity of trying to get that one ring in Cleveland might be a little bit harder than he anticipated, but he's going to try. And I guess that's all Cleveland fans are going to care about. But again, just the way it all transpired and everything, it's just really iffy, and I'm hoping the NBA somehow figures out a way to prevent this in the future, because this is all unnecessary time and effort and strangulation kind of a deal. I don't like it. It's not professional, really. What do y'all think about Bosch actually going back to Miami? You know, is Wade definitely going to stay in Miami? We don't know that. He hasn't signed anything yet. He can go to Chicago. That would mess up Miami even worse. Bosch there for 3 million years, like a dinosaur, right? Call in 646-652-4479. What is Houston going to do with Parsons now? Do they go ahead and try to match? I think they got one day left now. If Dallas gets Parsons, how does Dallas stack up in the West all of a sudden? Think about that. Melo still hasn't made a decision. All this talk about Brian, we even forgot about Melo. He's still pondering what he's pondering, which, again, going into the ring part of it, if Rose is healthy, he needs to go to Chicago. Now, someone's telling him that Rose is still going to be crooked leather. Maybe that's why he's trying to hold off. But see, like I said, he knows that Brian ain't coming to New York, so now it's a matter of, does he really believe in Phil, over the next 5 years, to try to get him enough of a team to put around him to win. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Again, going back to my Hawks, I have faith in regards to the players that we do have currently on the roster. And again, throw Steph in there. You got Junkyard, who's going to do his thing. You got Kyle, best three-point shooter in the league, by the way. Teague, a lot of it really kind of does go on Teague a little bit, because if he plays the way he played in last year, there's not a lot of teams that could really just flat-out stop us. And remember, we were second in the league in assists last year. That means our offense was clicking. Our offense was working exactly how the Spurs' offense worked. If anybody pays attention, I'm like, why are y'all scared about that? That's what I think is happening. Some people are just worried about things. I'm like, we're getting the whole team back basically next year that we didn't have last year. If we don't have 180 games missed to injuries this year, we're going to dominate half of our league. Seriously, folks. Is anybody watching the Hawks games? That's what's scaring me. I think a lot of people are just looking at, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo. They're looking at the scores on the internet, but they're not actually physically watching the games, either in person or on TV or even online. You're not watching NBA TV and watching the replay and actually seeing how this team is actually played during the season and who has actually contributed and not contributed on a consistent basis. Again, T went into his little funk, but he eventually did get out of it, When one of your lead people do get into a funk, it does kind of get to everybody. Even Paul, for a period of time, went into a funk. But what happened when they didn't get into a funk? They were beating everybody left and right, destroying people, literally. And I think people forget about that. And again, if we had Al in the playoffs against Indy, we would have beat them easily, period. It wouldn't have been those six games. I believe that with all my heart, okay? And we would have given Washington all they could handle as well if we had just Al, not nobody else, okay? Now we're going to have Al. At least two of the three draft picks that we have, I believe Tavares might have a shot, but I think Perro can get released. We got the money, obviously. Perro, I don't know if he'll hit the cap or not if he gets released. Either or, if Tavares comes in, think about that. Think about block shots. Think about pick and roll. Think about rebounds. That's what he's good at. So what's the problem? If he gets on the team, of course. All right. Again, you got Musk, you got Al, you got Paul, you got Payne. You throw Perro in there, and hopefully he just gets better. Or, like I said, I have full confidence in Brandon and his capabilities of playing his minutes and playing his role. When you have a team that is structured where everybody plays their role, guess what? A team that played their role almost swept the two-time defending world champions. Did people forget about that, too? all this other stuff about getting this person and getting that person, they got to be a superstar. No, 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 no. Don't care about that. I really don't. Not anymore. Now, after it's been proven, it's been proven for almost two decades, but we really all just seen what could be happening with the Atlanta Hawks going forward for the next 20 years. And we're either going to accept it or we're not going to accept it. I don't know how Kent plays into this. I'm boggled by that personally. Don't like it. I've already said it on Atlanta Hawks Nation. Shout out to Carlos and the admins for doing a great job today, keeping everybody on the up and narrow. Hopefully people did appreciate some of my posts today, especially my picture posts, especially the Dwayne Wade question, which is one of the most ridiculous ones of all in a long time, really. Let's see. I'm checking out these stats here. I don't want to get into the per 100 possessions. I don't even want to get into that. Let's see. I'll throw something else at y'all real quick. Kyle had 12, Paul 17, Al 18 before he went down, Jeff at 16, Junkyard 11, Elton 5.7. See, look, Elton only played about 19 minutes a game, and he's scoring almost 6 points a game because he can hit a jumper. Okay. He's getting offensive rebounds when he's in there, too. Almost 4 on the defensive end and almost 1.5 on the offensive end when he's in there. You see what I'm saying? So, like I said, at the end of the day, of course, Aon, he's in there fooling around doing whatever, just not effective. He's not going to be here anymore, obviously, right? So, what do y'all think? I'm going to give y'all another chance. This should have been a night of nights for y'all to call in. See, what I think is that some of y'all are really just, you know, I don't think you really trust yourselves as far as your opinion, or you really know that your opinion isn't really valid because you're basing things off of just stuff rather than actual facts and figures and actually what's happening in these games. Because otherwise, you'd be calling 646-652-4479 to try to prove yourself to everybody in Atlanta Hawks Nation. This is a perfect forum. I think it was Perry or one of the guys, Jamal, said the other day, you know, when it comes down to it, especially if you're a fan, this is the best venue, the best forum to be able to let people know really where you stand on things. Because at that point, you really have a discussion, okay? And if you throw stuff out there, you know, you got to be able to back it up. That's why I have this information out here right now so people can see, hey, guess what? We lost 180 games to injuries last year, and we still managed to win 38. Now, yeah, the rest of the East didn't do that well, but we still ended up better than a whole bunch of other teams. You know what I'm saying? 180 games lost to injuries is a lot of games, people. You really have to look at it from just that standpoint alone, what we had to contend with. First-year coach, you know, Bud did a great job. You see what I'm saying? And then, like I said, you had, you know, T go into his funk. You know, okay, here's what's trending. Dwayne Wade could flee to the Bulls. All this speculation. Anyway, I'm going to take a little break. I got about 6 minutes or so for the show ending. I'm going to take a quick break, see if we can get some callers. Call in if you're listening, 646-652-4479. What do you think about LeBron going back? What should Melo do? What's Dwayne going to do? Bosch is getting more money than anybody in the league. Does he deserve it? We haven't even really talked about that. But let's talk Hawks. Let's talk NBA free agency. It's here full-fledged. The Hawks' first summer league game, I believe, is tomorrow, right? I missed it, unfortunately. I'm going to Atlanta. But I'll see the scores, of course, right? 646-652-4479, Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'll be right back.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full on the regular hectic. You better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition.
Hey, like I said, quick break, 646-652-4479, Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. I'm getting packed because I'm going up to Atlanta, so I almost should end the show early, but I said I wanted to do a show just because he made the decision. Decision part two, held up the NBA for 2 weeks, okay, and before everybody just, you know, wanted to try to assassinate him, he went on and made his decision, thankfully. For a lot of different teams, like the Houston Rockets, for instance, who they were going to be faced with making the decision on just losing Parsons, you know, not knowing what Bosch was going to do at the time, you know. And I'm still kind of surprised that Bosch is going back, but he wanted max money, and with Bron going, they were able to offer that to him, and that's what he really wanted. And he's comfortable there in Miami. I'm still wondering, though, does he know if Wade is staying or not, because if it's just Bosch, Napier, Granger, Mick Roberts, Mario Chalmers, that's not a team that really, you know, I know you're talking about trying to get Pau Gasol and Dame, but even with that, that's not a championship team, is it? I don't think it is. Like I said, in the East, Toronto's going to be a good team. Washington, you know, they're going to be a 500 team for sure. From now on in, I believe. They got a little bit of a core. The Nets, they're going to be garbage. Like I said, nice. Brooklyn, I really don't think they do too much. I have no confidence they're going to do anything, really. So really, it's us, you know. And, of course, Cleveland's going to do whatever they're going to do, but, you know, we could beat Cleveland. So, the Hawks have that opportunity to really, you know, take the bull by the horns and really make a move here. And then, like I said, going into next year where there's even more free agents are going to be coming available, I think the splash probably is going to be next year. The splash this year technically was only really LeBron and Melo. Like, let's be real about this. Everybody wants to be like this was a huge – it wasn't. You know, unless you were a team that really needed a big piece – Hawks ain't really that far away based on who our coach is. If our coach wasn't Bud and that wasn't the system we were playing, it'd be completely we'd be scrambling. But that's not the case. And again, if you watch every single freaking game, 82 games of the 2013 season in the playoffs, you know what's up. And that's how I'm really going to close it. If you really actually watch the games and you're just not a casual fan that just sees the final score and a couple of highlights every night, you know what's up, you know. And that's the only reason why I get a little bit peeved at some of the comments in Atlanta Hawks Nation, because some of them are just obvious. They've never watched the game. And that's not cool. You can be a fan, but when you start throwing out stuff, you kind of have to have some kind of semblance of a basis to it. You know what I'm saying? You just got to do that. Or at least be able to take the time to research a little bit, because you can look all this stuff up. It's called the Internet. Although you can't believe everything on the Internet, you got Steven Spielberg killing dinosaurs out there, apparently. Watch out for that. Anyway, this was a great show. Thanks for Perry calling in. I was hoping for more on the night where finally the King has come back to Cleveland. No one called in. So most of y'all probably don't really have no real idea what y'all talking about, huh? Terrible. Well, this is the show for tonight. I will see y'all next week because I will not be doing a show this week, and I'll be in the ATL. Y'all take care. It's Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio.